Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. And just want to say thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show. Greatly, greatly appreciate you. Just what's up, Brother Braggs? What's up, Scotty? And what's up to all of you that are listening, that are in the chat room? Man, it's been a while since I've been able to see the board. So, missed Friday last week and Thursday also. So, had 2 days where I couldn't see the board, and I'm kind of like messed up. So just happy to do that. Glad to be back in front of you all. So just want to say thank you. Thank you for you being you. And we are going to move forward. Okay. So with that being said, let's get into for today's show. Today is, as we said, the 13th of November, 2017. The year is gone. So, but hey, we make do with all that we have. So just want to say thank you for you being you. So before we get into the show, everyone, let's take care of some of the administrative duties so that we can move into the show. And before we do that, I just want to sincerely say, man, thank you for you. Appreciate you all. And been on, oh, I got to do an interview with Scotty. Scotty, sorry about that last week. Everything just kind of went shabam right around the time that we had scheduled to do it and couldn't do it.
Oh,
so,
man, no apology needed. I know you're very, very busy with the coins for change and everything, so no need to apologize.
In the regular business and just also had a man, I just want to say, man, we really have to really take care of our health. I have a very close... It's a family member, might as well say. And young and person had a stroke, and it was out of couldn't move his legs and everything else. And but what happened was he actually had a stroke weeks before, and just started not feeling well and just couldn't move his legs and it was so man, we really have to take care of ourselves, because the overall progression of the illnesses and the intoxicating the body and poisoning the body, the progression of that is so great. And I know and you know that that's the cause of many of the things that's going on. So want to do something, make sure you take care of your overall health as much as you possibly can. Have to do that. It's an absolute must. And need to have that really facilitated in a way that helps many people. And so we're going to continue with that. We need to get, you know, Dr. Jones involved, but there's a lot that's going on in this world. And when you look at it from a holistic standpoint, as we're going to see in what's in the news, a lot has changed, but we need to really take control. We need to become our own doctors in so many different ways, and to invoke some of the things that do work in our lives, and change as much as we can, and try to change as early as you can, meaning your diet, the way you resonate. Try to change as early as you possibly can. And I know that's very difficult, because a lot of us change because we're getting older. But if we could catch our young people to where it's much easier to raise the child right than to heal a broken person. And that is, to me, is very, very important. So just wanted to say that we have to be more cognizant of what we're doing, what we're putting in our body. I know me, you, everyone, and what's around us, and try to create the environment where it is a sustainable environment where life can thrive. Very, very important. So we'll get into that some today. Maybe not today, but we need to get into it. Just a all-out full show. So,
hey, Dave, you are the second person that I know that had a family member that had a stroke and didn't even know that they had a stroke until a week later. Somebody else told me the same thing, said one of their family members, I think it was like a great uncle or something, had a stroke, but they didn't know that he had a stroke until he had further complications. So a lot of this stuff, and you are exactly right, man, that's why I'm glad I was real active as a young person. But even now, right, I have to make a point, man, and I got to get better at this, because I work from home. So it's not like, you know, I'm walking around all the time or something like that. But
yeah,
walking is very important, man. I mean, even if you don't jog, walking is very good for your circulatory system. And one of the things I always been big on, I've never had high blood pressure, never had any kind of problems, but I eat a lot of garlic too, man.
Yeah, and I absolutely, and you know, our diet is the key. But you know, one of the things about our diet is that even if you're eating what is you know, from the dictionary standpoint of what you should be eating, it may not be natural. It may be synthetic. It may be processed, and then that's not eating. You know, we're doing the same thing. And you know, even when we take the plunge to change our diets to become vegetarians or vegans, if you're eating processed foods at being a vegetarian and everything, that's not good either, or any other form. And so, you know, I think we really need to get back to, which we all know, the sustainable foods for life. Life-sustaining foods and life foods that cure, and having herbs that cure, and invoking and actually invoking a system by resonating a certain way that cures. So I think it's critical, and it's, you know, the toxins, the daily toxins, the radiation, background radiation, this radiation, that is definitely making a significant move on us all. So let's take charge of that. So very, very, very important that we do for ourselves, because we're going to live forever. Might as well have a good quality of life while we're here, so that we can learn as much as we possibly can learn, and do all the things that we really, really want to do. So that's just what I want, and we need to, of course, do shows on that, because health and preparedness is very, very, very important, very extremely important. So we're going to get into that. So let's jump into what's in the news. One second. Let me get situated here. I think I'm good. Yep. I'm good. And what's in the news? Okay. Oh, before, what am I talking about? I can't get into what's in the news. We got to talk. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network by giving some of your financial energy. Go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And once you're there, you will see the donation prompt. Give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to be on air. And that will ensure that we will have a place where we can have a grassroots to everything that happens and be able to decide and become self-sufficient and create the environment that's necessary for us to move forward in a prosperous way. The radio is very, 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 very important in being able to communicate. Look at relationships that don't have any meaningful communication. Well, I guess there's always meaningful, but look at the effect of communication. If it's harmful communication, it's a harmful relationship. If it's a communication of building in harmony, that's a very prosperous. In the overall bounds of that is unspeakable. It's priceless.
Hey, Dave, so, if I may speak to that, I was just thinking this
yes.
right before we came on air, and because we got our stats, our volunteer, I call her Agent M, because I don't want to tell people her real name, but she based in the UK. That's why I call her Agent M. And so
I like that.
Anyway, we were talking today as we had to clear up something that was confusing on the report. And she was just saying how the network continues to grow and grow and grow in terms of, the listeners and the podcast downloads. And then I was thinking, she was like, you should be proud. And I was thinking to myself, you know what I'm most proud of? Because I hear so many people talk about the divisions in our community. But through Black Talk Radio Network and the Black Talk Media Project, I have worked with college students, our intern tag, women, as well as men, people who are called young, as well as the elderly. People in their 60s that have a radio network. They just not posting their podcasts. But I said, that's what I'm most proud of, because we hear so many things about a generational divide, a gender divide. But yet, while we may not always agree on every single point and issue, on the network, but we have at least shown that we can set those things aside and build something bigger than ourselves.
That's what I'm most proud of, Scotty, is that, in spite of everything else, no matter what, there's a bond that has been forged that I feel responsible to. I feel a responsibility to Black Talk Radio Network. I feel a responsibility to the listeners of Black Talk Radio Network. I feel a responsibility. Well, it's not a feeling of responsibility. I have a responsibility. And it's a responsibility of choice, because it's a responsibility that has been nurtured into a harmony that I value. And Brother Davis changed my language. I don't say the love word. I say harmony, because it's more balance. And I think it's just like the different spices. We have different spices to make the good food that we need. It may taste different, but it's all nourishing to the body, and that's the objective, to provide the body with the energy source that it needs to thrive. And that's Black Talk Radio Network to me. It's, I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't want anything else. I'm proud of you all just being a part of it and allowing us and our mistakes and everything else and our human flaws and in everything else that you still see value, because I see value in you all, Scotty, and Brother Bragg, Brother Davis, Sister Davis, Roz, Jerry, you know, L.A. Ramon, you know, everyone. I'm so proud. The value of us all is priceless. But see, I think also the appreciation of that is what makes it really priceless. Because once you appreciate something, that adds value to what you appreciate. And, you know, sometimes I'll say this or I'll say that. You may not say it that way. You may not think it that way. You may not see it to be true. I understand that. I respect that. But I want you to resonate the way you resonate, except when it's an energy that's a destructive energy. And I always try to control myself from doing that, because I have an obligation or a responsibility for the harmony that I cherish with you all. And, you know, sometimes people will always take advantage of that. I'll take advantage of it from time to time, and people, you will too. That's just being honest. And it's not taking advantage of it in different ways, you know, because everybody has their own things, and I know. And it's so, what I love about this, I can tell just from the listeners when they call in, I can tell a lot about what was going on in their day in their life. There's a couple of times, like when recently Brother Bragg had called in, I knew something was really, really wrong. Was really wrong. He was hurting. Talked to him later on. I found out what it was. I knew right away. And you all know too. We all pick up. And so I respect you all. Now all I ask is that you always respect Black Talk Radio Network, those that actually bring the programming to you, and those that have the programming. We respect the listeners, and we respect, you know, the overall format, because that's much bigger than the individual. The individual can become a force to be reckoned with when it is actually multiplied by the energy of others. That's when that platform can be really, really powerful. So this platform means so much to me. You all mean so much to me. So let's continue to support it. Another way we can support it is also by BTR Community. It's the social media outlet. That's a membership. It's a membership. And in that membership, you can post your social media activities without being adversely affected as you do or as we are in the mainstream ones. So come on over for only $24 a year. You can post things about you, your business, or some business that you'd like to highlight, or something in general that you'd like to highlight, or something that you realize that you think needs to have more public awareness and exposure to the people, so that people can make different decisions, or individuals to do that with inside of BTR Community. And BTR Community will never sell your identity to any bidder. It doesn't put it up for bidding. Okay? And so that in itself is absolutely priceless for $24 a year. That membership allows you to do so much more. And believe me, the value of that is only going to continue to grow as things start. You start to rely on it and use it for more. So looking forward to that. Okay, so also, everyone, if you would like to acquire real money, definitely go to Prosperity Mint, ProsperityMint.com. Please, if you purchase from there and you haven't contacted, please send an email out to info@prosperitymint.com. Todd, please call. Please call. There was a little mix-up, a little mistake that was made. Want to make it correct. But and not only that, I always say for you to email Prosperity Mint so that someone can get in contact with you and explain the buying process. There's a reason why something, you may have some questions about some things that you need answers to, but if you would, for those of you that listen to Tando Radio Show, if you haven't reached out, maybe that's why you have questions. There's some things that you need to know that's to your benefit. It's to your benefit. Okay? The reason why I'm asking you to do that, email info@prosperitymint so you will know the buying process. Give you a little hint. My good brother, you've heard him before, I won't say his name. Hit me up one time before, said, "Oh, now I see why." Oh, now I see why. Good looking out. Gotta learn. Very, very important. Learning is critical. Critical. So definitely do that. Also, if you would like to, we're in Coins of Change. It's a crowdfunding campaign. For those of the members that are in Coins of Change already, the members, we're going to have at 7:30 Central Standard Time in about 2 hours and 9 minutes, we're going to have a call for you all. Sent out the link. If you didn't receive it and you're here listening, make sure you text me, 951-790-8330. Please text me on air. Don't call because it'll mess up the overall lines and it's a little distracting when the phone goes off. So when we're on air. So excuse me, text me and I will make sure I get that to you for tonight's members. Very, very important one. And so I'm just going to say this. This overall crowdfunding platform is definitely the way to go. And it's like for those of you that have ever had a real business and you know that in you're an entrepreneur, you know that when you first start something, man, you think that you're ready for something to launch, and then you launch it, and then all of the holes in the boat start leaking that you thought that you welded shut. This is customary in business. You know, we in today's world, we want a lot of things to work right away. And we think, well, why didn't you have this fixed before? Guarantee you, if you were in the different spots, that's just the nature of life. That's just the nature of business. That's unrealistic in so many different ways. But let me tell you something about Coins for Change. It's going to be bigger than Amazon. And I want you all to be able to be in a position. It's going to be bigger than Amazon and Apple and Google combined. Bitcoin is going to be bigger than the Dow Jones, the stock market. It's going to be bigger than the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ combined. And because of that, I really do want us to gain the proper leverage by way of investing so that we can control assets. And there is no better platform. One, if you look at the history of crowdfunding, the proven record of crowdfunding, anyone that wouldn't want to engage in that is because they don't know the history and see the proven record of crowdfunding. Crowdfunding has made the U.S. government extremely wealthy, the Corporation of the United States, extremely wealthy. But it, you know, was some squandered? Yes, but intentionally squandered? I believe so. It has made the Roman Catholic Church one of the biggest and most profitable landowners in the world. Excuse me, one second. How is that done? See, sometimes we look at the overall business plan, but we don't look at the foundation of it all. The foundation of the Roman Catholic Church being the predominant economic force that it is because of crowdfunding. Corporations are as big as they are because they crowdfund. But in this platform, which I absolutely think is in your best interest, even with the beginning stages of it, go through the little pains of the beginning stages. That'll just show that you're a vet. You could come. You could say later on, I remember when this and that. But I doubt a lot will be complaining as their overall contributions from their overall community that they build, they're not going to be complaining about that. So there's a way to get there. And this is a great, great opportunity. And I this one I don't have a problem pushing because I'm going to have influence in it. And there's some things that I want to make sure that happens. The things that I want to make sure that happen is beyond just one person, two people, or three people, or four people. It's beyond me and it's beyond you. It's about us. But not the us that's primary. I mean, excuse me, not the individual that's primary. It's about the sustainability going forward. So definitely, if you are, I'm going to have a new members call tomorrow. I have to travel, and I'll be back on Wednesday. So probably Thursday, Friday, I'll have a new members call. Won't be able to have it tomorrow. So this week is already set up. So the crowdfunding platform is proven. It's proven. Crowdfunding was what ancestors did before corporations came into existence. And they became extremely... Crowdfunding is a guaranteed wealth builder. Crowdfunding is a guaranteed wealth builder. And it doesn't matter how many people doubt it, how many people don't do it, those that do do it will do well. And I want you here at that listen to the show to be in position for when this thing goes live global. I want you to do well. Build, work. Yes, and because one of the things I hope to achieve is that you don't have to work for anyone else going forward. You can be self-sufficient. So that's what it's all about. So later this week, probably Friday, for those of you that are members tonight at 7:30, we'll have a I sent out the contact where we'll be. If you are a member in Coins and Change and you didn't get it, text me, and I will make sure you text me before 7:30, please. Not at 7:35 or 7:40, 7:45. Then you'll just have to catch the replay because I'll be busy setting up for that. Okay, so definitely. So with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. And today's show is global militaries are positioning themselves for conflict. A take cover order will soon come. I definitely see that as it is being built. And first article we got from the dailystar.co.uk is a British publication. Saudi Arabia scrambles fighter jets amidst fears of war in the Middle East. The kingdom has mobilized its F-15 fighter jets fleet into launching a military operation against the Iranian-backed Muslim militants of Hezbollah in Lebanon. Regional news websites, the Baghdad Post reports, Saudi Arabia previously accused both Lebanon and Iran of committing an act of war against it after the rebels fired a missile at the King Khalid International Airport in the kingdom's capital of Riyadh. Yes, they are actually staging for this. Now, I would say that could also be a tactic to as a diversion in some, it'll come by some other way, but this definite war is definitely going to come, and I want you to be prepared for this and some things we're going to talk about here as you as being ready for preppers. There's a different way you have to get ready for war. It's and I want to talk about some of those things today so that you will at least have an opportunity to position yourself. And you know, everything is fine when nothing happens, but when something does happen, you wish that when everything was fine that you took that some moments to prepare, give thought, not let it consume your life. But definitely it is dangerous, destructive for it to consume your life. but it is equally, but probably even more destructive and dangerous when you ignore. So, definitely. Next article. This one comes from Your Newswire. Another holistic doctor found dead. Dr. Fairbanks, a holistic doctor out in Arizona, was found shot dead in her home on Friday, along with husband, 3-year-old daughter, and nine-month-old son. She is the 77th holistic doctor to have been found dead under mysterious circumstances. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a conspiracy agenda. Thanks, Kev, for sending me that story. Says it all. Says it all. Dr. Sabi, all intentional. But why? And what's the reason? Because, think, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be going through plagues of war. The war will have a plague element to it. And they don't want people around that could actually help you protect yourself from it. Probably one of the most dangerous professions to be in. It probably has the highest percentage of murder from a how would I put it? How would I describe it? This is nothing more than coordinated murder. All murder is coordinated, but I mean systematic coordinated murder. This is probably one of the highest ones. I tell you, astrophysics, they don't last long either, because they know a little too much about what's going on in the universe, and people use their talents, and then once they use their talents, they all of a sudden, they always getting in car crashes. So, the reason why. But, how can you kill what you didn't create? So, very, very important things that we need to know. Next article. Reuters, strong earthquake hits Iraq and Iran. And I said, I think there's a whole lot more to these earthquakes. And I know there's one thing I want to hurry up and get to this, too. I want you to hear some things. Next article from South China Morning Post. Trump has ceded global leadership to China. Says Nixon trip aid. U.S. President trip to Beijing is a repair mission as the policies has led to Washington withdrawal from the international stage. Says officials who helped prepare for Richard Nixon's historical trip to China. Yeah, I can see that. Next article, and this is an article, YouTube video from Dutch Sense about the earthquake. And I haven't been able to catch up with that, been busy today, but I'm going to play some of this. You need to hear some of this stuff, because there's a whole lot more that's going on with these earthquakes. I think some are man-made and some are natural, and I think the man-made ones are intentionally being used to hide the natural ones, but, and that's just my opinion, but definitely something is not correct, and you can come up with your own estimate of this. I would always say, is it possible that there is a celestial body and outer bounds of our solar system that comes in? Yes, definitely. But I would say I don't put too much faith in not that not being it. I don't put too much faith in it being it, because that story was told to us by the system itself. So always be aware that these people are capable. They're not like you. They're not like you. Next article from South China Morning Post. Wary China on watch for block of U.S., India, Japan, and Australia. Beijing cautioned on Monday against any alliance between the United States and three of its regional allies after officials from four countries met for the first time in Manila. And I think that these are the four countries that when the U.S. does go actively engage in military conflict, these will be the overall, and probably a couple of other nations will be the allies with this, but these allies, I can see them dropping like flies. I see that Australia, I think that Australia will drop off, Japan will drop off, and India will drop off as well. So the overall global positioning for war is great, And we're going to talk about some of that today. Next article from Sputnik News. Israel continues to operate in Syria to protect its security. That's an invasion. This, how, this is, these are war crimes. And so, but that's what the system wants. The Middle East got, Israel has made it clear to Russia and the United States that it will continue to operate in Syria to protect the security interests. So, you're in Syria and you're protecting your, that's an attack. So just imagine if other countries was operating inside of Israel to protect its security. This is how the system always set things up. They set things up through hate, and they're able to perpetuate that hate, and they're able to refresh it and gain more leverage out of it, because it really, really attacks the emotions of people, and we don't really think our way through things. We emotionally tie ourselves to things, and that means that we are a danger to ourselves and everyone that we love, or everyone that we're in harmony with. So, Israel is basically saying, Netanyahu, because the system wants this to be said. Yeah, this is, see, this is the setup for war, for when they respond, they can come back and say, see this, they said that they did it, and this is the actor, and then it blows up from there. This is the setup, because the war, ladies and gentlemen, is a depopulation program. Let me tell you when war is to stop being depopulation program. Let me tell you when economies will stop being a depopulation program. When governing will stop being a depopulation program. When the politicians that wage war, that declare war, have to fight them. Just them. When the politicians that create debt have to pay it. Just them. When the politicians make laws that they have to obey, just them. And when they have to do all of those things, that's when your overall engagement in the government system will really matter. Until then, it's rigged. It's in place as a measure of control. For who? The system. The one that created it. Next article, this comes from The Diplomat. Very, very important. Three U.S. carrier strike groups hold massive naval drill with South Korea, Japan navies in the Western Pacific. Three U.S. Navy nuclear-powered Nimitz-class aircraft carriers, the USS Reagan, Nimitz, and Theodore Roosevelt, kicked off a four-day naval drill in the Western Pacific on Friday. The drill is the first in a region involving a three carrier strike force. Well, they're all positioning for war, and they're going to spring it off, and it's going to be something that is going to be on a quiet day, and it's just going to go boom, won't come back. So, next article. This one comes from Russia Insider. Russia gobbles up more gold, dumps more U.S. treasuries. Russia has been expanding its gold reserves at a record pace, according to the information from a World Gold Council, which is known as WGC. Russia business newspaper suggests that the gold will give Russia guarantees against sanctions and economic and geopolitical risks. That is removing itself from the influence of the U.S. dollar. Next article, this one comes from Reuters. Think Bitcoin is getting expensive? Try Zimbabwe. For most investors around the world, Bitcoin is a volatile and highly speculative bet. No, that's what they want to say. See, this is how they control people's opinion and tell them what to think. That was telling people what to think. because they use descriptive words for most investors. Who the heck is the most? Not the most people I know. Most people you know. So, however, the cryptocurrency seems to be a rare protection from the onset of hyperinflation and financial implosion. This is why you need to be engaging in this and leveraging it to a position that offers you to acquire it below market price, but be able to redeem it for full market value. That's what Coins of Change does. That's what crowdfunding with Bitcoin does. Phenomenal. So I would say get into Amazon, Google, Apple before they get introduced. The leverage is sick. So check out that, because one of the things in this article is that in Zimbabwe, some of the cryptocurrencies in the hard assets their overall value is so high, meaning you can redeem it for other items that have value. And I would say to you, please understand that and get a grasp of that and start actively engaging that. You can start it for as little as $50. You can start it for small and do very, very well. But you're going to have to do some things to maximize it. It's just the nature of the beast. And the cryptocurrencies is one currency that you should be acquiring to be able to exchange it for real money going forward. At a rate and the pace that will protect you and those that you have yet not named. So check that out. Next article from Press TV. Saudi Arabia undermining security in the Middle East. That is so true. Next article from Sacramento Bee. Naked barking people rampage through a stunned small town, police said. Man, and when this war kick off, all of the different drugs that are available to, crazy. Next article from Strategic Culture. Oh, well, let me get back to this. Last weekend, got downright bizarre in Sullivan, Missouri. Four people went on a rampage, barking and yelling, breaking into buildings, and even stripping off their clothes and showering in soda water, police said. The suspects were on a synthetic drug. Flocka is behind the behavior. Boy, the intoxication of our generation. Strong. Next article comes from Strategic Culture. Drums of war heard in the Middle East. And this is one article that we may want to be taking a look at so that you can get prepared. Summing up the recent events in the Middle East leading to the conclusion that a threat of Saudi-Iran war is looking increasingly credible as tension in the Middle East rise. So check out that article. So that's what's in the news. Before we get going, what I want to do is I want to real quickly, because I do think that these earthquakes are not, think that there's a lot more to them. And I want you to be as protected as possible from them as much as you can, because I think this is going to continue. Now, some of the things is that they're starting to find out about North Korea, and they're going to find out about Iran. Iran already has nukes. Forget about it. Other countries already have it. Not only that, North Korea has an effective, efficient delivery system. And one of the delivery systems that I've been talking about that they have is just by their subs. They don't even need to hit the U.S. All they need to do is put one off in the sub, send it up, get it up in the upper atmosphere, detonate it, boom, blackout, y'all. Very, very efficient. So definitely want to be aware of that. And so they have that capability. They can do it. And I wouldn't be surprised if the system wants to use that as an effective, efficient way to depopulate the planet, to get it under more meaningful control, because that control is being lost. Yep, I definitely see that. So one thing that we should be preparing for is definitely prepare for the unknown. I don't try to prepare for any one specific things. I just try to get the fundamentals of preparing down. And here on Tando, I just try to bring you the news. I really don't like to tell you what to do in something, but I'm definitely going to come up with some things that you should be doing. And I'll share some of those things today as far as protecting yourself when this doggone war starts. And the war can actually have earthquakes and use earthquakes as a weapon and weaponize the overall atmosphere for earthquakes to actually do happen and use those as weapons. So just want to real quickly, if I can get this thing up.
Hey, Dave, if you need me to play that video, I got you.
Yeah, would you, Scotty? Dutch Sense about the earthquakes real quick, and then we're going to get into the war aspect, how to prepare for this war, and some of the things I think that you can expect to see and what you can do now. So, yeah, Scotty, if you would do that, I would greatly appreciate it.
If I may, though, I want to go back to that article you shared about from Sputnik News about Israel to continue to operate in Syria to protect its security.
Yes.
So, basically, they just confirming what people have been saying about Israel had been buying some of that oil from, you know, that the so-called rebels were using to fund themselves and selling it on the black market. And Israel was accused of doing that. And also, they have been saying that some of these so-called rebels are Mossad. And what have you.
Yep.
So that's just, I just wanted to make note of that because I hadn't seen that. And he just confirming what people have already been saying, you know. So, yeah.
We're really saying, let's read this real quick while Scotty does that. Israel to continue to operate in Syria to protect the security. What does the word operate by them mean?
Or continue.
By covert means. Exactly.
Or continue. Exactly.
Say it again.
That's what continue means. You've been doing
it. I cut you off. Say it again, Scotty.
Continue. The word continue. That means that you've been doing stuff already that people was accusing you of, that you was denying it. Now you're saying, oh, we going to continue to operate. I thought you wasn't operating in Syria.
Right. And the word operate is important because that's by what? Counterintelligence by covert means.
False flags.
What operate means.
False flags.
False flags. Special operations. Special ops. This is, they're telling you everything. So when they say the juntas did this and Hezbollah did that, that's who really did it. Who gains from that? Whose interest gains from that? It's always, you know, who has the means, capability, who has the motive, and who benefits from it. That's where the overall trail of the crime leads to. So, Pascotti's doing that. I'm going to just say, Israel has made it clear to Russia and to the United States that it will continue to operate in Syria to protect its interests. The state radio can report it, citing Prime Minister, the celebrity figurehead Prime Minister Netanyahu. The statement was made a day after Russia and the U.S. agreed to work with Syrian government to remove Iranian-backed forces from opposition's held territory. I made it clear to the United States, this is the quote from the celebrity figurehead, I made it clear to the United States and Russia that Israel will act in Syria on the basis of its own security interests, the head of the cabinet said, speaking before the members of the parliament, fractions of the ruling group. Now, here's what's critical about that. It will continue. Made it clear that it will to the United States and Russia that Israel will act that Israel will act in Syria on the basis of its own security, That is what, ladies and gentlemen? That's an act of war against Syria. This is why the war has already started.
Yes, yes. And Syria just recently even said the United States is in their country illegally. They weren't invited.
Nope. Nope. And this is the war has really already started. But here's the thing why you need to know, because the overall war there in Africa and on the continent in South America and in Asia is going to adversely affect you here. It already is, and it's going to continue to adversely affect you. We want you to be prepared for that. So whenever you're ready, Scotty, we'll go back to that video, because I definitely see that the earthquakes and weather is a part of it all. And I want you to hear, especially for those of you on the West Coast, what's up with this. And then we'll hear this, and then we'll go to our commercial break and go right into the show. Depending on how much time, Scotty may need another minute.
Yeah,
or
we
so.
Could just go. We could play the take our station break right after the video.
Okay. All right. So we're going to play this about earthquakes. You need to know this because I can see this being weaponized. Here we go.
Hello, hello, everybody. It is 8:37 p.m. Central Time on Sunday, the 12th of November, 2017. And I've got you here on the Earthquake 3D live stream. I've got breaking news coming out of Central America right now. A new near 7.0 earthquake has just struck, 6.8, reported by the Europeans, coming in next to the coast of Costa Rica. And this is a significant-sized earthquake for the location, and we're probably going to need, since it's striking offshore, we're probably going to need to go check the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center or tsunami.gov and see if we've got any kind of warnings issued now. Now, this may change at a moment's notice. As it stands right now, they don't have a tsunami warning advisory watch or threat, but they do have the earthquake reported, which means it'll probably be under review. They have a statement issued, but it's probably just letting us know, based on all available data, destructive Pacific-wide tsunami is not expected, and there is no tsunami threat to Hawaii based on this right now. It's too small. It's a 6.8 to 7.0, I guess, which is good news for the people in the region. Again, tsunami-wise, there may be localized wave activity that happens along shore or deformation that happens. Now, where is this coming from? Well, this 6.8 follows a major increase in earthquake activity today on the Pacific and over across the planet on the opposite side in the Middle East. A new 7.0, 7.6 earthquake, downgraded to 7.2, then upgraded to 7.3, struck today here over at the border of Iran and Iraq, where we had issued a warning for this week. Additionally, a new 6.0, now downgraded to 5.9, struck off the coast of Japan in our warned area. Also, Guam has been hit and a few other locations around the Pacific, but now this earthquake, again, a 6.8 to 7.0 earthquake striking on the East Pacific, I believe, as a result of a few different things that have been at play for the last several days and the last week. Going over.
Snap, my bad. Let me get back to it. I'm sorry.
No, you're right. That's right. That's right.
Give me just a second. I got to get back to that page. Oh, man, I was trying to answer somebody, and I clicked on a link, and it took me off the page. I apologize. Get right back to it as soon as it loads up. Okay, here we go. User error, my bad.
For the people in the region, again, tsunami-wise, there may be localized wave activity that happens along shore or deformation that happens. Now, where is this coming from? Well, this 6.8 follows a major increase in earthquake activity today on the Pacific and over across the planet on the opposite side in the Middle East. A new 7.0, 7.6 earthquake, downgraded to 7.2, then upgraded to 7.3, struck today here over at the border of Iran and Iraq, where we had issued a warning for this week. Additionally, a new 6.0, now downgraded to 5.9, struck off the coast of Japan in our warned area. Also, Guam has been hit and a few other locations around the Pacific, but now this earthquake, again a 6.8 to 7.0 earthquake striking on the East Pacific, I believe is a result of a few different things that have been at play for the last several days and the last week. Going over to the West, we had a series of deep earthquakes, topping out at the 6.8 range. Then, we also saw a series of earthquakes 6.0 spread out across the West Pacific. This prompted me to issue warnings for the East Pacific next to Costa Rica down to the coast of Ecuador here. So, in between Ecuador and Costa Rica, we had issued new warnings this past week on Sunday, 1 week ago. And here we are on Sunday, 1 week later, and a new 6.8 earthquake is reported. Now, there's another earthquake reported here, and let's see what we've got going on with this. Smaller earthquake, 3.8, just popping up. We would expect that to switch out, of course, across the area. USGS may be weighing in on this. Let's see. USGS is weighing in on the earthquake. It is at a 6.8. off the coast of Costa Rica. Now make note of the red line here. See this red line? This is the plate boundary map from the USGS. The plate boundary map shows us, of course, the plates, and you can see how they're connected across the Pacific. So when we see movement all the way over here, there's corresponding activity that happens equally over on the eastern side of the plate as compensation. Now this takes us into an area that's already been struck several weeks ago, back here with an 8.1, this is 2 months ago actually, here in Mexico. Then, a month and a half ago, or a month and 3 weeks ago, we saw a large earthquake, 7.1, strike at Popocatépetl next to Mexico City. Now, next to the volcanoes here, and you gotta remember, there's been multiple eruptions happening at Poás Volcano and Turrialba Volcano here where the letter V is over the last several days as well. There's been a dramatic increase in volcanic activity across Central America as well, which this is sandwiched in between all of them. I'll read them off for you. This happened yesterday. Popocatépetl erupted, Fuego erupted, Turrialba erupted, down to the south a day and a half ago, Nevados del Ruiz erupted, Reventador erupted, Cotopaxi erupted, and Sabancaya erupted here. Going down to South America, there was also another eruption. But also, I mean, all the way across here, equidistantly spaced from central Mexico down to at least Ecuador, all volcanic blasts in the last day and a half. So here we are with a new 7.0 earthquake, 6.8, striking here at the center of the whole mess. And I would like to quickly take the time to turn on a display capture, and we'll go look up these magnitudes together from the USGS. See what we have reported right now as an origin or a detail for the information. Let's go to the technical page. What do we have going on here? Has it been reviewed? Are they making the information available yet? They don't have the magnitudes listed yet. Okay, no problem. We can go over to the EMSC and check the seismologist page. They'll have it. Yeah, here we go. They've got it. Okay, so we could go to any one of these. Let's go to Geophone Potsdam. We trust Geophone. Magnitude list. We'll read it to you. Body wave magnitude and local magnitude. First body. 7.1, 6.7, 7.2, 7.2, 7.0, 7.2, 7.5, 6.7, 7.2, 7.0, 7.0, 6.9, 7.2, 6.6, 6.8, 6.7, or local magnitude, 6.7, 6.7, 6.8, 6.3, 6.9, 7.2, 6.9, 7.2, and then all the stations yet to report in on that. We'll have to wait, okay? We're going to have to wait and see what we come out at. It's looking like it's more like an upper 6, maybe a 6.9, 7.0, somewhere in that range. And I would err on the side of caution, probably 6.9. So, big earthquake hitting, and I guarantee the people in the area felt it. Now, if you've been paying attention over the last day, you've got to, again, be scratching your head and saying, what's going on? Why are we getting multiple 7.0 earthquakes striking in a day's time? Right in between, we have Japan moving. Well, all we have to do is go back to the start of the week. Back at the start of this week, 6 days ago, we were in the middle of a deep earthquake event. It went on and on and on this week, and it carried on to today with a new deep 4.8. So, deep earthquake after deep earthquake after deep earthquake, pushing up on the underside of the West Pacific, has caused movement on both sides of the Pacific within a day of the forecast ending. So here we are on Sunday night. Forecast is rounding out. You can check off the area in Central America off the list of large earthquakes that were warned for this week. That's now 2 sevens today, or close to it, at least definitely a 7 over here, and most likely something like a 7 here in Central America. If you're in Central America, let me tell you what. This is no bueno. This is not good. You know this already. A big earthquake like this is capable of causing major damage, death, and destruction in Central America. It's not an exaggeration. This is not for a YouTube view. I'm telling you the facts. There's going to be some serious damage off this earthquake. The shallow nature of the earthquake itself, which is at what depth? Well, less than 30 kilometers deep, which is about the depth of what happened just over in Iran, which I think was 34 kilometers deep or something. 40 kilometers, then revised down to 30-something. So here we are, 30-something. There's something going on at 30-something. Now, what's going on at 30-something kilometers down? Major pressure coming up. Why? It's coming out from the West Pacific, which it traveled all the way across the planet on two opposite sides of the Pacific plate, adjacent up to and transferring across. This is a big deal right now. I'm going to save this as a video on my channel and put together a quick website post on my website, DutchSense.com. Please let everybody know a new 7.0 earthquake has just struck in Central America, most likely causing some major damage. This is on top of the 6 that hit Japan and on top of the 7 that hit over in Iran. This is go time. I'm not exaggerating. I hope you can hear it in my voice. I don't normally have to take it to this level. We need to be put on watch on the west coast of the United States, in South Europe, at Central Europe, going into Italy, over in Eastern Europe, over at Romania, down to Bulgaria, and we need to be on watch over in the Caribbean, east of Central America. If you're in Mexico, you're sandwiched in between the United States and a large earthquake now. If you're over in Japan, down to the south of Taiwan, going north, you're sandwiched in between large earthquakes right now. This is go time. I will be on at 10 p.m. I have to completely revise what I was going to talk about tonight in light of this new development that's happened in Central America. I have to go back to the drawing board immediately and reformulate now that a 7 is hit here for certain, and we're going to be then calculating based upon this 6.8, 7.0, what it's going to be doing in Central America. This switches it up for me, again, when I'm looking at what's going on. Now that these earthquakes are striking in the areas, we have subsequent activity to worry about on top of the new deep earthquake that just struck that's getting ready to cycle this whole thing again. Anytime you see new deep earthquakes over here, so if you've seen new deep earthquakes pop up in the West Pacific right here, it's raised high off the globe, you'll know within days that there will be a series of shallower, larger earthquakes beginning again. So this is the sign of a repeat. This is the sign of something getting ready to start over again. This is the sign of the next round of cycle beginning. And this is the end tail result of the last cycle. What's going on now? And it's ultimately pressing towards where? It's pressing towards the Mid-Atlantic Ridge. So one more time, gonna save this as a video on my channel. It's important. Got to document this for future generations to see that these things were warned for and talked about and why. Secondly, I would encourage you guys to let your friends, family, loved ones, coworkers, employees, whatever, know to have an earthquake plan. And tonight at 10, I will have new areas to watch for the next 7 days, so you know where to watch. And for the meantime, in between now and 10 p.m., an hour and 15 minutes from now, I'm going to have to just quickly tell you, with new sevens popping off, there is a likelihood or possibility there may be other movement that strikes before I get on. And if it does, it should be centered around the silent zones. And the silent zones, again, I get into a long explanation on silent zones. So if you don't understand silent zones, just wait an hour and 15 minutes and I will explain. Until then, keep watch. Much love. Be safe. Do not be scared. This is not the time to be scared. This is the time where all the observation that we've done over the past several years now comes into play, where you're able to diffuse fear and replace it with vigilance. I told you, we have to watch this like a storm developing across the planet. And here we are, opposite sides now moving. Do not ignore the warning signs that something's increasing today. If you don't get multiple sevens striking around the plate within a day, and not, or around the planet, I mean, within a day, and not consider that to be an increase globally. And if you hear anybody try to downplay this, you laugh at them and go away. Don't even bother to engage them. laugh and walk away. Or maybe not even laugh, just walk away. Anybody downplays this, you turn it off, you move away, you don't even leave a comment. Leave, gone. Downplaying it? Oh, you know, two random earthquakes. They'll call them random. They'll try and say they're small. Whatever they'll need to say to try and downplay this, that's what the media is going to do at this point. They always issue a gag order when it comes to big increases like this in a day's time. They do not want people to put two and two together. Well, that's what we're here for. We're growing hand over fist because of it, and I thank you for tuning in. See you guys back here at 10 p.m. Peace out. Central Time.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025. 866-510-9025. I love Dutch does a real, real good job on the seismic activity in the world. And just not too long ago, portion of California was hit with a 4.7, I think it was, or maybe just a little underneath that, 4.7 or so. This movement, this earthquake movement, is very, very real. Now, I don't always think that is the natural progression. I know a lot of people, and I'm just spending not too much time on this, but I think it is also used as a means of engaging to wage the war against the general population. You know, and then there are some that, and I think that it's very, very possible, could be, but I don't have the instrumentation. I didn't come up with the data, so I can't really substantiate or validate. But, you know, there could be another planet that's coming into our solar system. But I know that that story comes from those that do have the instruments and somewhat and everything else. So I take it with a grain of salt, not saying that it's true or not true, but I like to be aware of it in itself. And so has a lot to do, and I know a lot of about it from just my research into the precious metals, because that's where the precious metals really, really begin, back in that story about this other planet known as Nibiru. Biblically is known as Wormwood. Some people call it Planet 10 or Planet X. That's what the 10 stand for, as the 10th planet. So coming into its elliptic orbit, entering our solar system, getting close to the sun, and then going back out, and that's where we have the asteroid belt, because it struck one of the planets, and it was possibly, can't remember what it is. I just got to refresh myself on some of that stuff. But possible? Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Evidence that's there, but see, I'm always kind of skeptical of that evidence, even though it's probably is a credible story. But a lot of the evidence comes from, you know, some of the stuff they wait on NASA, and NASA has never tell a straight answer. I mean, never a straight answer. NASA, they just gonna give you lies. Some truths are, you know, until we can control our overall destiny, we don't really should trust it. So our earthquake in California and a couple of other places Yellowstone as well. Oh, that's not good. They're not good. California and Yellowstone. Well, Yellowstone is, but that's not good. I meant to say the New Madrid and the Yellowstone. Ooh, that's not good. That's not good. And this was recent. So these earthquakes definitely, but I do think that they are being they're instigated quakes by instrumentation by that man has control over. Very, very important, because earthquakes are they're devastating. They're devastating, and I think it is one of the tools of war, because that totally destabilizes your foundation, totally destabilize, you know, your ability to respond. So,
hey,
just be aware of that in today's world, especially with war. But I think there's somebody in the queue.
There's some breaking news for you, Dave. I got.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
And yes, you do have someone in the queue. Army.
Oh, I see, brother.
This comes from Fox News. Army lifts ban on cutters, mentally ill, and drug abusers to meet recruiting goals. So what does that tell you?
Wow, Scotty. Yeah, this war is going to... Wow. That's huge. We want to come back to that. I see we got... I wasn't on the board. I was looking at something else. I think it's Brother or Sister Davis that's there. So let's go to Brother or Sister Davis. Brother or Sister Davis, welcome to Tando Radio Show. What say you, Brother or Sister Davis? Give them a second to be able to chime back in. Brother or Sister Davis? So, Brother or Sister Davis, whenever you get a chance, just jump in to the conversation because we can't
hear you.
There you are. Hey, Brother Davis, what's going on?
All right, Brother Davis, always good. You know that.
Always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's a powerful statement just in itself. We fail to realize we cannot be naive to the fact that this is definitely having a world effect. Now, you have to understand this fear factor. When you can do something in one attribute of environment and it has an effect on another attribute of environment, literally, when you do that, you're instilling fear. Now, make no mistake, it's already been scientists know already that climate change is causing earthquakes. Extreme weather is moving tectonic plates. So you have to understand the dynamics of the thought process here. When things are done intentionally like this, this is not to instill fear one place. This is to instill fear all over the world. Because in reality, there can be no more ultimate weapon than world destruction. Now, we look at world destruction from the aspect of the bomb. But we may not realize the world destruction on the level in which it can be brought upon us are being seen from the eyes of a naive person. But yet scientists are saying that due to the climate change caused by the carcinogenics and things and adding up in the atmosphere is stimulating the earthquakes, which is actually a byproduct of extreme weather. We have to look at this in totality, because in reality, they're no longer trying to just put fear in Americans. The whole dynamic is shifting, as I said before, about who is in control and what they're trying to achieve. So when you look at this from a formative thinker's point of view, who has the facts in front of them, this is being initiated on purpose to instill fear around the world. And the sad part about it is that how far will they go? That's the sad part. And really, we have to take a position of activity now. Because now this is not just threatening life as we know it in America. This is threatening life around the world and killing in many cases. And anytime you hear Israel is the most security conscious state in the world. Why? Because they have initiated so much destruction, they think that everybody wants to destroy them. And when you think about that across the board, that is European mentality. I just wanted to add that to the show, brother. Excellent show as usual, Dr. Dave.
Man, Brother Davis smoked as well. You know, it was one of the things that, but, well, all the things, but One thing that Brother Davis said that I really want to highlight was, remember when Brother Davis just said that global warming, the scientists are saying that global warming is moving tectonic plates. Absolutely right. Here's the thing in that that makes it so, and I want to present it to you this way. Global warming, yes, the cars do emit CO2, right? CO2 that the trees breathe, and basically you're a global warmer communicating, meaning they want to depopulate you because what do you breathe in oxygen and you breathe out what? CO2. So they're saying that breathing is bad for the environment. So what is that? That is a subliminal message to depopulation. But here's one of the things that's very key about that. And I'm glad Brother Davis brought that up because it's so true. How do you get as much emissions into the atmosphere? Through oil, the burning of oil. When you remove oil out of the earth, which is oil is the lifeblood of the earth. It is just like your blood in your veins. That's what the oil is. The earth can bleed, and it bleeds what they call black gold. Just like your bloodstream is critical. They're always trying to take blood from you, the blood transfusions, because it's the lifeblood. So is oil. The earth bleeds oil whenever, I can't remember if the earth is considered a he or a she. I think it's a she. I think it's referred to as a she. When she bleeds because the oil is been severed. In the skin, the outer layer has been broken, and the oil comes out. When you remove oil from out of the ground, you create seismic activity. Just like in the body, capillaries and veins collapse when you start to remove too much blood. The body goes into shock, and it starts to shake, and it goes into full-blown shock, and death will come. It's a fast way to death. Same thing with the, when you remove oil out of, you're going to cause earthquakes because the body, the physical body of the living entity of the earth starts to shake. Think about what oil does in a car engine. It prevents thermal velocity breakdown, heat breakdown. What does it do in the earth? It gives the life transfusion, and it has its place, but it also keeps the tectonic plates from doing what? Rubbing together and causing friction. They tell you everything, but we just need to research and do our due diligence and become aware of things. Keep an open mind, because an open mind is always the one that harbors the truth.
Hey, so, Brother Dave, can I add?
That is critical. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Davis, definitely.
Okay, I wanted to point something out. When you said that the earth is female, you're exactly right, because females' bodies work on cycles, okay? And the reason why is because it has a constant process of life production. So even the eggs that aren't used still have to be dispelled. And that's what the earth does with the four seasons. And we have to understand the dynamic, because if we don't understand the dynamic, we're allowing the very people who are engineering this falsified, this falsified science, or this so-called pseudoscience on the earth, which is actually the womb of life itself. So we have to start seriously seeing our role much differently. And the reason being is because these people who have designed money have allowed that so-called money concept to be able to rule people's thought process. So a lot of people think because they don't have it, they have no power. That's why I'm about to release in the next 2 weeks a page in which people can come to and sign on, and that way I can send them on a group daily message about how to refortify ourselves to take control of our ability to prioritize our lives according to our wants and our needs. That has been taken away from us because of the programming. And hopefully we can get enough people involved with this process so that it can become like rain. And not only does it affect the person that it falls on, but it brings life to those who are around that person, and they can start tapping into controlling their own lives. We're running from program to program due to our lack of taking a personal contribution in our daily life. And I know some of you are probably sitting there saying, what do you mean taking a personal contribution? That's what the concept of know thyself comes in. You must take control so that you make decisions for your life befitting to your dreams or your ideas or your imagination. And I'm going to start putting all of this here together so people can get a daily feed on exercises that they can do to fortify their ability to focus on their life expecting priority. What do I mean by life expecting priority? What do you want to do today in the midst of the environment that you work in? How can you prioritize what you need to do in spite of the environment you work in, and to the point where you become in control so that your environment don't control you? I'm trying to lay this out real quick, brother Amatei, but this is something that I find that is very seriously needed, because we are giving up our birthright because of the pseudoscience and the programming that is allowing us to think that we don't have the power, when in actuality we do. We just got to stop giving it away. I appreciate that, Dave. I just wanted to add that point.
Man, Brother Davis, please let us know, because that is going to be a must daily read, and we definitely need the support, and because the overall benefit of that is going to be great. So let us know. Definitely, and we will be supporting that. So needed as usual. Give my regards, Brother Davis, to the Queen. And definitely, if you want to chime back in at any time, please don't hesitate. So, Brother Davis, as always, you know, laid it out so much. I think there was a couple of things that goes right to the into your show topic. Here it is. Fox News lists ban on on cutters and mental ills and drugs. That's what Scotty read earlier. Man, this is crazy what's happening on now. The whole world, and I want to say this before we get into the last part of the show, the military positioning, and like this is definitely a military positioning for the overall role of conflict, that they're going to be used to depopulate the overall planet, because they do want you to surrender your birthright to their overall rule. How do you do that? You have to have an environment that needs their rule, where people look to them for the solutions for the problems that's been created by themselves, the system. So here's, we see that the overall global militaries are positioning themselves for this conflict. And it's going to be everywhere. And for let's just say for the corporation of the United States, it has never been in a war where it was actually within its fictitious boundaries known as its borders, has it ever been attacked? Well, as this war, World War III, kicks off into global nuclear war one, which we're, I believe that tactical nukes will be heavily used, in this war, that's going to change. And the overall chaos from that. Just imagine everybody, remember going back to New York in 2001. When the events had happened there, people were running around completely shocked, having no clue about what was going on. And the whole world was, the whole country was in kind of an awe. Very few of them were thinking independently. They were glued to the overall information, and I like to say, the decision-making box within their homes. That exact same thing is going to happen when the overall military engagement starts here, where different cities in areas will be bombed by different various means of delivery systems. When overt acts of military aggression will be seen, and it will totally destabilize and will change the overall complex composition of this of the country quickly. Some people are going to, it's going to embolden them until the pain hits them. Then it's going to be, uh-oh. And I want you to really think about, look at your city, your where you live, look at your overall surroundings. When that war starts, everything is going to change. Everything is going to change. The delivery of gas will change. It will not be delivered. Just imagine if someone was able to take out a couple of refineries in the U.S. Just take out one, just hit one in all of them, and then not only that, what if they sabotaged? Which I believe is definitely apparent. It would totally change. You don't even have to have an EMP to totally cripple the U.S. All you really would need is to attack its technology side, in its infrastructure side, and is extremely vulnerable where it won't be able to recover within months or years because it's been purposely designed to do that.
Hey, Dave.
And that's going to change us. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Do you remember when we shared, I shared a map or something, an article with you that had a map. This was after the hurricane that devastated, I'm not sure if it was Irma, but the one that devastated Houston. And then gas prices started going up on the East Coast.
Yep.
And then they showed where the pipeline was. I mean, they gave you a map of the freaking pipeline. And I'm like, see, they make it so easy for people to attack their infrastructure. You just put out to the world where everything, all the pipes are, where they located, you know, stuff like that. I'm like, man. But going back to that article, though, that Fox News just reported, and they're not the only ones that reported it. You know, you all I like to try to find two or three sources, you know, to try to confirm something. And so other outlets are reporting that they are going to allow people with a history of mental illness, self-mutilation, and drug abuse to serve in the military. In another article, they said people who've been diagnosed with bipolar or whatever. There's good news in that, and there's bad news in that. The good news is people ain't joining the military. That's the good news I see, because you have to be crazy,
in my opinion, Scotty,
to willingly be cannon fodder for these people, and especially non-black people, as we went into that mind control exercise over the weekend called Veterans Day, you know, and I had to put out a video.
You got to check out that show Scotty did.
Yeah, I had to put out a quick little video, a little 6-minute video about that, especially if you a non-white person. And you on Facebook or social media posting a little picture of yourself in your uniform, talking about how you proud to serve and all this and that, talking about you know, we securing people's freedoms and liberties. Now, that's cognitive dissonance, because that's a contradiction when you look at the country having the world's largest incarcerated population, which I call modern day slavery through the prisons and what have you. And so I say that's good news. That's good news. Now, I heard it's against the law to tell people to boycott the military. So I don't care what they have to say. I'm just telling the truth about it. You have to be crazy. Okay, you have to be crazy. Right. And I say this lastly. They left that boy in Niger. They left him. Okay? They abandoned him. Now, when I was in the military, it wasn't too many people who was going special forces. They get you to go special forces, you get faster rank, you know, you get promoted faster, which means more money. That's how they entice you. But when I was in the military, most of us who looked like me were in support services, communications, supply, transportation, things of that. We wasn't on the front lines, you know what I'm saying? The majority of us were not. All right, so they left that boy. They left that black boy from, or young black man, Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, because now they're saying, the villagers in Africa saying that he was executed with his hands behind his back, and then they caved in the back of his head. They left that boy on purpose. So you can go over there if you want to. If you can join, if you want to join, okay? You can be like Pat Tillman and go play hero if you want to, and catch a shot to the back of your head by your own troops if you want to. But the writing is on the wall. They need cannon fodder, and that's why they lifting this ban on these people.
Right, Scotty. That's, you know, when you said the good news, ain't nobody joining. And the bad news is that here's why they're doing that. That's the setup for, they know that they're going to have a draft. They're telling you they're going to have a draft. This is bad it's going to be.
Yes,
they're going to be, first they told you and gave you a while to digest it and it'd be okay. They're going to draft your daughters. Now they're going to draft everybody. No matter what, why would you do that? Because you already know that you're about to lose the war. It's, the structure is set for you to lose the war. And that's what's going to happen. And once this thing kicks off, for the people that are in the military that are overseas, I can even see that they won't get back to the U.S. When the U.S. starts to lose this war, they won't have any, there will be very few of the overall people that are in the military now that are overseas that will be able to get back to the U.S. It's going to be totally decimated. They're going to be left over there. And like Scotty said, he was left over there. Well, they're going to leave many over there. And when that happens, the overall destabilization and the chaos that will be here will be great. It will be great. It will be far worse than any Hollywood script that could be written. And, you know, it's a dangerous thing that most of us, you know, don't see things unless we see it through a movie. But this one is going to be live, because the disruption of supplies is going to be critical. And like Scotty said, that pipeline, they publicized that pipeline. It's vulnerable because, you know what they're going to say? The U.S. had never been attacked before. We're not used to this. No, that was always purposely done. See, they write the ending of the script the same time that they write the beginning. So, listen, got to get ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Give us a call, 866-510-9025. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. This is why a community of people is so important, where you start to establish relationships with people way beforehand. Because when this engagement, when this military conflict jumps off, the overall displacement, and it's going to come at a time that's going to maximize the overall chaos. You need to be prepared for that. There won't be just one engagement that the U.S. will be hit with. It will be fighting foreign militaries and its own. And the overall chaos that it will spring here, like never before, people will lose their ability to make rational, prudent decisions. They will make everything out of fear because they're not ready. They're not prepared. They're not mentally prepared. They're not physically prepared. They're not ready. And the system is screaming at you that we're going to do it. It's about to happen. So you can't say that you didn't know all of these things. Because what they'll do years later, they'll give the case that this happened, like they do in history. And you say, yep, why didn't those people know it was coming? Well, because the overall objective was to catch them slipping. And they're going to catch a lot of people slipping. Imagine when the fuel... One of the ways you shut the whole country down is you shut the fuel down. You don't even have to have an elaborate EMP. See, they may not even do that because they want to maintain some infrastructure, right? So what do you do? Well, no, an EMP would be great for this, you know, for that. But what do you do? Cut the fuel off. Cut the fuel off. Ration the fuel. If you ration the fuel throughout the whole country, you cut it off. Why is that? Because people will be fighting and killing for that overall fuel. And then that in itself will prevent fuel from being able to be moved. Then you have to contend with a war. Now, I want to just ask you, just from your overall, what you've seen, the engagement, how can this country can't even deal with a city that's in trouble? A state, multiple states, half the country and all the country? That's when the rule of law is gone. Without rule of law. W-O-R-L. Without rule of law. That is going to be extremely chaotic. And I would say to you to be prepared for that. Remember this too. During the Great Depression, the U.S. had almost drove the rodent and deer population into extinction in a very short order. Very, very short order. And I'm going to tell you, all of the crazies of crazies is going to be out. From the different groups, to the individuals, to those that are on all kinds of psych meds that no longer can get them. And remember, countries know how to destabilize other countries because they are all in one big fraternity together. And they could easily blame it on this. Remember in the article, it said Israel will continue to operate. They're operating, and they've been operating. And that operation is not just dropping bombs, but of destabilization. Remember what China said a year and a half ago. They said that they will fund the U.S.'s enemies to destabilize them and break their ability to fight. And that was the setup. So what's the best course of action for you, in my opinion? To know these things, not to put your head in the sand. I know there's a friend that I have, and I think we got a caller on queue. I'll go to you in 1 second. Oh, no, it's not. Okay. There was a friend I had that was kind of didn't believe things could go awry. Said, yeah, it could happen, but I ain't got to worry about it. Then they got caught in a very, very bad situation. And they were like, holy shoot. This is far, far worse. As a matter of fact, they were visiting Houston. And they got caught because of travel. They got caught in the hurricane. And didn't even know it was coming. That person now calls me nonstop about what they need to do to prepare. Because one good thing is that they had a lesson that they learned. And the lesson that they learned was how vulnerable they really, really, really were. Take a survey of yourself and you can see how vulnerable you are. But don't take that survey of yourself and to see how vulnerable you are to be scared and start crying and thinking that I'm going to ignore this and you just trying to scare me. No, you just not prepared for anything. Nothing just has happened as of yet. But if you want to roll the dice to think that nothing is going to happen, I'm going to tell you the odds are against you extremely now, because we are in that overall cycle of depopulation. And when you're comfortable where you are, you don't have to worry about it, and it doesn't seem possible. But as soon as you get that toothache, oh my goodness. For those of you that never had a toothache, thank God you haven't. For those that have ever had it, you already know. Please don't bring that. There's a lot of things you don't want. That's one of the things you don't want. So now, here's what we have to do. We have to get our overall finances in place. We have to acquire the overall assets. We have to develop the community. We have to develop the bonds. We have to develop the collective prudence. Read between the lines on what I'm saying. If it resonates with you, regardless of what all the other naysayers say, let them say it while you do something else. And position yourself just in case. It's no longer just in case. It's just when they do it, because they are going to do it. You're going to have wars. You're going to have sectors, cultural wars outside of the major war that are going to stir up. You're going to have disputes and full-blown family fights. Family versus other families fights, that feuds that will blow up during this overall. You're going to a chaotic moment when the U.S. engages in military conflict. You're going to have people fighting for the little resources that they have. You're going to have complete destabilization. And you already know from just the city of New Orleans having a problem. You already from Houston, from Puerto Rico. Notice how you don't hear nothing about Puerto Rico? Oh, everything is back okay in Puerto Rico? No. The rest of the world won't hear from you. You'll be living it, trying to survive in it. One of the things that's critical, J.P. Morgan Chase put on the Titanic, the boat that they funded and insured. They put all of their the oppositions to the Federal Reserve banking system on that boat and sunk it, killed everybody on that boat to get to those. Because one of the keys to committing a crime is that you got to clean it up before you did it. They wanted to get three people. And what did they do? They sank the whole damn boat because they actually wanted to get four. The three that was on, and they wanted to get the insurance off of the boat that they built to sink. And they did a lot of little things on it. They took off all of the red flares on the boat so it only would have white ones, so that if a white flare is up and down, means that the boat was having a party. They've taken the red flares off the boat, ladies and gentlemen, so the only thing that people here are going to be able to shoot up are white ones. And they sunk it in the frigid waters. Oh, yeah, some people survived. But even those that survived never had a clue that what really, really happened, what the real setup was. And those individuals were probably already murdered on the boat. But now they had to clean up the crime and collect off of it. You see, they want to collect off of this war. Here's their collection. There's an insurance policy. And that insurance policy is this, is that by waging this war, they will become even richer monetarily by having it by way of depopulation. Because here's what happens. Now you trim the human population and they all start doing whatever you say. Their overall idol worship of you becomes enhanced. And then you know what you do to get them? Since there's fewer of them, you give them just a little bit more. You don't give them any more, but since there's less people, they think that they're getting more. They think that the more crumbs that they're going to get is going to be a full-blown buffet. But it's just less people in the world. Then they're going to have a renaissance after that. But I want to get to this before we get out of here. I would highly suggest that you become as positive as ever. Never destroy someone. Now's the time to build everyone up. The attention to details are critical right now. You're going to need to be able to have the table of preparedness. Food, water, shelter, energy, and protection. You're going to have that table of preparedness as much as you possibly can. In spite of your friends and everybody else saying that you this or that, that's fine. If you live in the flood zone, what makes you think, if you live in the flood zone in the middle of Hurricane Alley, what makes you think that the water won't rise? We live in a war zone. What makes us think the bullets won't fly? And if once that does happen, I would say to you, in the chaos, there are a lot of things that you have now that you will not be able to acquire in the future. So from your overall individual circumstances, you need to start preparing for that. What is it that I have? Where am I vulnerable? What are my strengths? What are my weaknesses? First, look at your weaknesses and try to shore those. Develop your strengths. Know what they are in case you're not able to develop your weaknesses. You're going to have to really focus on your strengths. Because defending yourself isn't going to be something like what you've ever been accustomed to before. It's going to be defending yourself from diseases, from accidents. Because here, you get in a little accident, and where you would call 911 for paramedics to come, there won't be no paramedics coming. Once this war starts and the lights start going out all over and the confusion and the chaos starts, it's going to be very, very quiet for a moment. Then you're going to start to hear the different screams. And I'm talking about the screams of chaos. And they're going to be screaming in New York, screaming in Florida, screaming in Texas, screaming in California, screaming, and it's going to spread. You have to be prepared for that. You have to be mentally prepared for that. And there's an approach that I think that is, those of you that read through the line, there are definite things that you should be doing in community building. Critical. Community building for you to get to acquire the assets that you're going to need. If we continue to look at the world traditionally, then we will continue to be the traditional prey and sacrificial lamb. Ways and means, our way of life provides for their means of life. So, just want to say thank you all for listening to the Tando Radio Show. I want to emphasize some real-time scenarios. for you to think about how you would deal with it, because I think that we're going to be dealing with a multifaceted approach. You're going to have a completely chaotic, traumatic situation, from earthquakes to land hurricanes to actual bombings to the overall cholera outbreak, because the potable water is no longer potable. See, it's all fun when we watch it on TV, until the TV start watching us. So, much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. And if you have, before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Brother Bragg, if you would be so kind. But before we do that, remember, those of you that are members into the Coins of Change, we are going to have, it's in 40 minutes, you're going to jump on to our members meeting. We'll have a new members on Friday at 7:30 as well, right after Tando radio show as well. So much love, much respect. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Braggs, if you would be so kind to chime us out. Hit us with that high frequency, Brother Braggs. Much love, much respect. We'll talk to you soon.
Peace, peace.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.